The news is read by Karen Carthy.
Israel says its negotiators in Qatar have signed an agreement with Hamas for the release of hostages and a ceasefire in Gaza. An Israeli cabinet vote to ratify the deal, delayed yesterday because of a dispute over the details, is expected later. Some Israeli ministers have insisted they will resign, describing the agreement as a reward for Hamas. Meanwhile, Israel's bombardment of Gaza has continued, according to authorities there. 86 people have been killed in the enclave since the deal was first announced on Wednesday. From Tel Aviv, our deputy foreign editor, Edmund Heafy, reports.
After a week of intense negotiations and more than one last-minute setback, the office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed in the early hours of this morning that a deal had been reached. The office said the country's security cabinet would today approve the deal, noting that a vote of the full cabinet would follow. But there was no immediate confirmation of when that second vote would take place, playing into fears here in Tel Aviv that the Israeli government may not give its full backing until Saturday, potentially delaying the start of the ceasefire from Sunday until Monday. But the White House said it believed the deal was on track, saying that it was expected to proceed as soon as late this weekend, bringing an end to 15 months of Israel's brutal war. Edmund Heafy, RTE News in Tel Aviv.
Sinn Féin has promised to fight a proposal by some regional independent TDs to seek opposition speaking rights in the Dáil, while also supporting the government. Michael Lowry and Danny Healy-Ray are among those who want to take part in a technical group that would allow them to take part in leaders' questions like other opposition parties. It's understood Dáil rules could be changed to accommodate such an arrangement. Here's Mary Regan of our political staff.
Under Dáil rules, five or more TDs can come together to form what's called a technical group. That gives them speaking time as well as the right to table motions and challenge the Taoiseach in the weekly leaders' questions. The Dáil rules also state that you have to be in the opposition to form such a technical group. Now the regional group of independents are eyeing such an agreement. It's proposed that the four who will be appointed junior or super junior ministers would resign from the regional group. The others who do not hold office, including Michael Lowry, who was central to leading them into talks, as well as Barry Heenahan and Gillian Toole, would be joined by independent Carol Nolan and Danny Healy-Ray to form a technical group. It would also include the two ANPTU TDs who did not sign up to a government deal. Opposition parties are not happy. Sinn Féin's Pádraig McLoughlin said you cannot have your cake and eat it. You're either in government or opposition. He said you could not make this up and Sinn Féin will fight and oppose it to the end. It's expected the new Ciann Comhairle, Verona Murphy, will have to decide on what technical groups are allowed next week, although some sources are suggesting that the Dáil rules or standing orders could be changed to allow members of government or opposition to form a technical group. Mary Regan, RTE News.
New European Union cybersecurity rules for financial institutions come into effect from today. The Digital Operational Resilience Act aims to strengthen the IT security of financial entities such as banks, insurance companies and investment firms. The rules are designed to ensure that the financial sector in Europe is able to stay resilient in the event of a severe operational disruption such as a cyber attack. A national initiative to reduce and prevent alcohol harm in communities will be launched in Letterkenny this morning, the first of 12 locations where the initiative will be rolled out. Community-led steering groups, with the help of multiple state agencies, will provide targeted interventions in their respective areas. Ireland is the first country in Europe to roll out the Building Safer Communities initiative devised by the World Health Organization. Over the coming months, the initiative will be rolled out in other centres across the country. Three people arrested in connection with an assault in Monaghan town earlier this week have been charged. The two men and one woman, all aged in their 20s, are to appear before Cavan District Court this morning. A man in his 40s remains in a critical condition in hospital following the attack. The Irish activist and former priest Bernard Lynch will receive the Freedom of the City of London at a ceremony later today. Born in Ennis in County Clare, Mr. Lynch rose to prominence while working as a Catholic priest in New York as the AIDS epidemic took hold. He was nominated for the Freedom of the City of London for his charitable and campaigning work to support LGBTQ+ people and those affected by HIV/AIDS. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
A cloudy start this morning with some patchy rain over Connacht and Ulster for a time, but staying dry elsewhere, staying rather cloudy through to the afternoon with highest temperatures of 8 to 11 degrees with southerly breezes.